You are listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin. To master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Once you walked in a forest of splendor in which everything you did and everything you thought was aligned, it is possible at this time to begin to return to the old knowledge. Intuitive healer and manifester Julia Griffin is here to talk about this unique time in history when all sentient beings, animals, plants, trees, and the earth are intent on creating this change. The wolves awakened her to the most incredible light, which opened gifts and brought knowledge that she longs to share. You are creators, and you are born to be creators of beauty, possibility, and joy. Join Julia on a journey into a beautiful and magical world where amazing possibilities exist. Let us help open the door. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening with Julia Griffin starts right now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin, and you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you to experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. Welcome to the show. Let me tell you what today's show is about. We're going to talk about crossing the bridge of consciousness to find more of you. You'll learn about energy, how to focus on your dreams, and you'll hear insights from the wolves. We're all crossing a bridge in consciousness right now, so let's go to the higher level. Let's say just a little about what time it is. The moon is waning. However, it seems that we're actually getting energy since the weekend's full moon. So I suspect that we all went through a clearing period between maybe last Thursday and Tuesday. About a 5-day period around that full moon. But now we're picking up an energy. We have some very unusual conjunctions between Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. And that means that we actually have the opportunity to come together and higher collective consciousness and make huge changes on that planet. So where does that start? It starts with you. The whole point of life is to open to the universe, to find more grace, more love, to discover innate talents, and to find the song of your soul. It's not just what we can do. I'm sure all of you are kind and loving people. It's also about finding you and finding out what you're here to experience. Wherever you are, there's always another level of ascension, a way up, a story to shed, more light, more beauty, more joy. And it comes when you move into being devoted to yourself and your inner visions. So people always ask me, isn't it selfish to sit around and imagine having what you want to have? Well, absolutely not if it comes from your heart, because that's your soul. And if you're acting on what your soul wants and what your heart tells you, you're doing one of the bravest and most beautiful and wonderful things that you could do in this lifetime. Because when you go there, when you open to that, the universe comes in. Nature comes in. And they make all these little tiny corrections within you. And one of those corrections is seeing what an incredible and marvelous and powerful person you are, and how you do have the ability to create a life of love. And nature helps bring in the right physical energies, because we create with our spiritual self on the physical plane. When we go to our heart, we find the love, we find the devotion, and we find this incredible experience of being aligned with our inner self and our physical self. So let me tell you a little bit about how I got there. I had awakened a few months before I ever met a wolf, which was a big awakening for me, and I saw the light that underlies everything. So there is psychic vision when you pick up on things and you feel them, but maybe it's like it's not 20/20, probably like 30/50 or something, if we're talking about level of vision. When it's on a spiritual level, it's absolutely clear. It's absolutely correct. It's not a vague description. It's not a vague understanding. Now, everyone, as you develop, we have places where we're just psychic and we go like, oh, this doesn't feel right. If we're seeing it spiritually, we know exactly why it doesn't feel right. So we learn from both places. But at any rate, I could see particles of light, the underlying light, the universal presence in every blade of grass, the tree, my body, the sky, the hawks that were flying by, the mountain. And it was the most magnificent light I had ever seen. More than that, there was this feeling of love that lifted my heart. So I knew without a doubt that I had been awakened. Now, in the paradigm that exists for this earth, you have to have some kind of teacher. This doesn't mean that you don't teach yourself. It just means that the process goes much, much faster. So I started asking for a teacher. And about 5 months later, I met the wolves. Now, why did this happen? You know, I see people who say, oh, I awakened years ago, but I've like really never gotten any farther with it. Okay, you have to get devoted to that. You have to say, I want to awaken more. I want to change. I want the growth. I want an opportunity. I want to express more. I want to feel more. I want to be more. You have to want this more than anything. This is when the universe really hears us, is when we start saying, I want this more than anything. When you say that, you return to your heart space. So let's do it now. Let's go to our heart space. Universe, I want to grow. I want to change. I want to become who I really am. I want expansion in my life. I want to find my purpose. So you have to say it in your heart, and you have to open to the universe. And we're going to work on opening to the universe in just a minute. You have to want this passionately, or the universe, it just doesn't go through on the universal radar. It doesn't show up on the screen. So for all of you who are already awake, it's time to want this with all of your heart, because we're running out of time to decide. We don't have that much longer for everyone to decide, I'm going to be in the light, I'm going to work on this more than anything, or nah, I'm happy where I am. So right now, go ahead and decide. Where are you right now? Are you ready to cross that bridge? So if you are, let's open our hearts. Let's feel beautiful pink light flowing into the heart space. Just imagine the sun is shining and this beautiful ray of pink light comes into your heart space, expanding it, making you feel safe. Making you feel universal, unconditional love. Open to it more and receive it until that's all you feel. Now let's say, universe, heart, please bring in the very best parts of me. Please make me aware of parts of myself, the beautiful, powerful, magical parts of which I am not yet aware. Please expand my life beyond the self-imposed limits that I have created. Open my mind, open my heart. Let me know that there is more there. Let me use my gifts. And let's ask the universe to give you the feeling of this huge, really big person that you are. Feel your talents, your intuition, parts of yourself that have not yet awakened. And feel the light coming in. And think of all the right energies and all the right people flowing into your life. If there's something that you've always wanted, that's aligned with your heart. Let that feeling come in. Imagine it with all your heart. Let more light come in. And let the universe show you who you truly are. And feel that beauty and light. So come back. We've been talking about the spiritual journey of the 21st century and how we can move into higher consciousness and find more of you. We're learning about accessing the heart and making your beautiful dreams come back, come true. So we're going to make your dreams come true. When we come back, we'll look at finding some of the beautiful, marvelous parts of you. Let's go to break now.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yeah! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
The Coach Peggy Show, all things wellness with me, Coach Peggy Wilms. Tune in every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I'm going to talk to you about all things wellness. We go way beyond nutrition and fitness, you guys. It's the Coach Peggy Show. We get bold, we get badass, and we never go half in. And for more information, you can visit me at allthingswellness.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin at onetrueself.com, O-N-E, trueself.com. and you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. We're talking about crossing the bridge into higher consciousness and how to work with the field to create change in your life. We're also going to talk about what the wolves taught me, some of the steps to change your own reality. And these things were really different that they taught me, different from anything that I ever read in a book, different from anything that I ever experienced. And so I want to take you into that place with me, and maybe from this way of seeing yourself differently and seeing your life differently, that you can have some beautiful changes in your life. So in our first segment, we talked about opening our heart. And if you could do that, you know that you're ready to move forward. You're ready to find the beautiful, magnificent, incredible part of you. And this is one of the amazing things that I experienced with the wolves, is that they loved me so much, and they saw what was good about me. All the things that I thought were wrong with me, all the parts of myself that I didn't like, they didn't care about. They didn't think that it was important. But what they did think was important is that I did not stop, that I kept going, that I kept moving in the direction of receiving information from them and moving in the direction of my desire. So as a teacher, this is one thing that perplexes me, and I often see it. People work with me until they feel better, but they don't work with me long enough to stay in the universal flow. Now, that's not most of them. Most of them stay, but that's always perplexing to me, because we have to decide that we want to continue with the light of the inner self and the journey into higher consciousness. Everyone right now is affecting collective higher consciousness. If you're awake and you have light, all of your thoughts and emotions are affecting that. What if your thought is, I'm going to stop, I'm comfortable? That's saying you don't want incredible changes for yourself or the earth. So let's let go of that. Because once you learn to go more deeply into the field, once you move into the changes that really create you, it's so easy to repeat them with so many creative variations and to share them with other people. So that's one of the places that we really want to go, is creating and sharing with other people. So let's do some small examples here. What if you've learned to shift yourself from a place of lower emotion to higher emotion? You're going to get better at that. You're going to do it more. And when you do it around your friends or people who are open to higher energies, it's going to happen for them. What if you learn when you're in traffic to move into a calm, peaceful place of consciousness? And we can do that with color, by focusing on light blue light, by feeling the traffic moving, or perhaps by going into blue-green light, which is peace. And we feel everything moving. What if you've learned to imagine a lost object in your hand? You stop looking for it, you just imagine that it's yours. It's coming back, and when you imagine holding it, you feel it with all of your might. So what if you get good at that? The people in your life are going to figure it out without you even saying anything. Or you can share it with people who are open to learning. Now, here's how you know if they're the right people to share with or not. They'll get it right after a few times, or they won't. If they're not getting it right, just don't say anything. Just do it around them or don't talk about it. You'll find people that you can share it with. We're going to get into energy later on today's show, and you'll get some more about how do you know if the energy is right or not. Now, just sort of a funny story When I was spending a lot of time with the wolves, I dug a very large garden. It had been part of a pasture, and the grass that grew in the valley of the mountain was very invasive, and probably if you dug it up, it would be about a 10-pound clump of grass, which is fine once, but not if it seeds everywhere and not if you keep growing it everywhere. You know, it just keeps coming up. So one time when the wolves wanted me to come see them, and I always knew when they wanted me to, because I would get this really strong image of them as though I was looking at their face. And I thought, well, I can't. I've got to weed the garden. And I immediately got this message to stop thinking about the weeds all the time. And I realized at that second, every time I thought about going into the garden, I thought about all the weeds that I had to pull up. And I was putting negative emotion into that. Then I got another image. All of the plants I wanted to keep were getting very large and shading them out. And it worked. Every time I saw less weeds, there were less weeds. Gosh, what does that tell us about our problems, right? Okay. Now, this kept going. When I learned this method, I suddenly started hearing about how important it was to plant things with the signs. What are the signs? It's the moon. If you grow plants and you plant the seeds or the plants on the waxing moon and a water sign, they grow about twice as fast and they get about twice as big. If you grow them on the waning moon and a fire sign, for example, or an air sign, they just sort of die and they never grow. You can try it if you don't believe me. Okay, so I didn't believe this. I kept experimenting with it. But when I saw that it was true, my thought was, okay, so what if I pull up the weeds on the waning moon and a fire sign? Well, that pretty much took care of them. So what I'm trying to say is you can shift your consciousness in a very small way to have huge changes. It's just learning how to do it. And I want this for you and everyone else who's on this wave of consciousness. So just to tell you a little more about it and a little more about the signs, if you want something that you're doing to grow, put it out there on the waxing moon. If you want something to go away, work on it on the waning moon. Additionally, there are the signs, the astrological signs. And the moon energy and the earth energy are very different in different signs. For example, if you want beautiful flowers, you plant them when the moon is waxing in the sign of Libra, because it's ruled by Venus. So there are many cosmic forces that affect the earth and affect us, and it's certainly worth learning. Now, to go on a little more about finding the beautiful parts of you, I'll tell you that I really learned about the best parts of me from the wolves. They're connected to the quantum field always, as is all of nature. And it's easy, because they didn't spend time in school or with parents who loved us who were telling us that we weren't magical. But our abilities and magic are waking up. And I want to share a few more things that I learned from the wolves. You can focus positively on anything that is aligned with your heart, and it will come to you. This is just true. Money, love, beautiful place to live, all of it. And there are two phases of this. You're going to create what you think you deserve or what you think you can have. And it's very wise to be aware of what that is, and perhaps even to begin with that. So you want to begin with that feeling. What's the most you're going to give yourself and open to it? So you have to have an opening in your being to receive. So just as we were doing the heart exercise, you could do that and then imagine these things coming into your heart and then see them and feel them in your life. Opening is like a generous part of you. You're generously receiving for yourself. What are you receiving? You're receiving love. You're receiving knowledge and insights from the universe. And there is also such a thing as energetic currents or waves, particles that literally come to us from the universe. When you open to that, and you've decided what it is you're going to manifest, and you have to begin realistically, and then expand that, it will come. Particularly if you have persistence and you practice. So we've been talking about finding you, learning about you, learning how to create for you. And we're going to do this with all the changes going on in the world and all of the various things that are happening. But actually, when things are not exactly the same and they're changing or they're a bit unstable, it has actually been proven that it is the best time to manifest. So make use of that time. And we'll talk more about this in just a minute. Let's go to break now.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, Certified Life and Recovery Coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host Tanis McRae is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit TalkingToTanis.com.
Everyone, I'm Julia Griffin at OneTrueSelf.com, O-N-E-TrueSelf.com, and you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. We're talking about the biggest and best ways to discover who you truly are and cross into that higher part of you that is so magical and so beautiful. So we've been talking about some of the best ways of finding yourself, of energizing yourself and how to identify energies that take you higher. So I'm going to tell you a story about energy, a couple of them that I found most surprising. When I first began teaching in Atlanta, I took Sheba the wolf, a very beautiful, light-colored blonde wolf, about 100 pounds, with me to Atlanta. I buckled her in the front seat, and we made the trip in record time. I was slightly late in leaving, but instead of it taking an hour and a half, it took 40 minutes. Why? Because wolves know how to focus and fold time. They can find the pivot point of any event, and through this form of consciousness, because we're focusing on where we're going here, that point can actually pull you in. We had one brief moment when I thought I was lost and turned into PetSmart, but that was probably Sheba. The wolves continually taught me how we are all affected by other people's and beings' thoughts and energy. When I first started visiting the wolves, I would feel totally compelled to pull into a little market and buy a package of chicken livers, which I found pretty gross, really, because I was a vegetarian at the time, but it was such a strong pull that I got it, I took it to them, and that they loved it. So I had this weird thing that if I would drive past the store, it would upset me. So I'd turn around, go back, and buy the chicken livers. But one day I just couldn't do it, so I bought milk bones instead. And here was my surprise. The wolves were perfectly happy. It was never about chicken livers. It was about what they were teaching me. We are all influenced by the pull of other people's energy. So, for example, if you start thinking about someone and you have no reason to think about them, they're pulling on your energy field. You're not thinking about them. They're thinking about you. If we're really aware of it, we probably have 100 things every day that pull on our energy field, and we either give in to them or we refuse. We can refuse negative images from television and streaming. We can refuse the pull of mass consciousness, or we can pull in incredible energy. Because you see, that's what the heart and the universal connection are really about. The freedom of refusing and the freedom of choosing and aligning with what sets us free. So where are you? How free are you? Have you learned to direct your life from the inner self? Because there's this really important thing that's involved with commitment to the inner self. Okay, we just talked about a PowerPoint being in a specific place at a specific time and how the wolves could tune into that and pull me there. But there's this thing that human beings create all the time, and it's called a landing point. Your landing point is where you're going to end up in the future. Let's all take like 2 years from now. So what happens if you don't work on it? I can tell you, everybody already knows that one, and I'm sure you've read it in a zillion places. You manifest more of what you already have. Your fears, the things that you love and know how to tap into, and the secrets that you hid in your heart. Sometimes that secrets are good, and sometimes they're bad when they manifest. But if you decide to tap into the universe, to spend your own time, money, and energy in putting that first, self-development, then you'll create a new landing point. And that's what we all want. We all want the universal energy to act as our rocket and to take us to the right place. So your heart knows who's telling you the right thing. Just, I knew to go back to the wolves again and again. I could feel them speaking to my heart and feel them speaking to who I really am. So let's use our intuition and let's start creating a landing point for you in the future that's really good. And let's just skip to it's already becoming a better world. Things are working ecologically. Love and understanding and compassion and things of the heart are growing. So let's call in the wolves, the whales, the coyotes, and the dolphins because they all make those sonic sounds that lift us up. And go there. Let's see ourselves in a beautiful future. Choose a place. Where would you be? Imagine one of the dreams of your heart and how you wish to feel. See beautiful white clouds swirling around you. Open your heart. Feel yourself in this place. Now feel the dream. What is the dream that you would like to have come true that would just make you feel wonderful about you and wonderful about your life? Let's imagine that the universe put that dream there long ago. It's taking form now. So let's see a beautiful light shining through the clouds. Let's feel that light illuminating what's in your heart. And feel how right and beautiful and good that is. Feel that goodness coming through. Get the images. If you don't have one, just create one. And see, notice what you're doing. Notice how things are in harmony with you. Let greater harmony come in. Notice how what you're seeing and feeling is an expanded version of your gifts and talents. And it's exactly what you should do and where you should be. And amplify that good, good feeling. Now see it very clearly and come back. If you want your dream, you must do it every day with all of your heart. If you're doing it correctly, you'll get the good feeling that we just felt. You'll get hints such as feelings of warmth, comfort, joy, or the feeling will just grow stronger. You'll probably have hints too. So right now, ask yourself if your dream is worth doing this few minutes of work on every day. I can tell you it is, but you have to decide that for yourself. And you'll have to let go of the parts of you that are not in alignment with your dream. You'll have to let go of fear. You'll have to let go of the part of you that thinks that it won't work. And you'll have to move through circumstances that are mainly illusion, where you have an opportunity to let go of the parts of you that are not real and are opposed to your dream. And every time you do that, you will get more of who you truly are. And that's part of the lesson that we have of living on Earth. When I first met the wolves, it was very frightening at the first because they were huge, 6 or 7 of them, and I'm small. And I might feel overwhelmed by their size or their attempts to crowd around me and see me because they're fighting for who gets to see the person that they love first. However, if you really want it, you keep going. You open your heart. You discover a part of you that's really brave and can go on, no matter how you might feel temporarily. And then you go into the love. And the love carries you through all those moments with a feeling of universal awe, a wave that supports you and awakens parts of you that are so wonderful, and you didn't even know that they were there. As time went on, and I could hear the wolves talk really well, they told stories to me, and they just came as waves of images that were not sequential and didn't necessarily even make sense. But I found that if I went into a place of love, if I became quiet and still and peaceful, and I opened myself to the earth and to the wolves, and to the universe, it would change. The images would start to come in, and they would start to make sense. And they would weave their way into a beautiful story. And that is what is so true of all of us. And now, what was first frightening to me, and I can remember the day that I walked down to go and talk to Juno, early spring day, grass green, beautiful black wolf with a golden mask. And at first I was afraid, and then when I sat with her for a moment, I thought, this is just a being who loves me. And I never had any idea that they would tell me secrets of the universe, or that I would be sharing them with you right now. And that's the beauty of this whole journey. It's unpredictable. It's intense. It's multi-layered. So today we're talking about the beautiful multi-layered aspects of reality that can come into your life as you become who you really are. Check out my website at One True Self, O-N-E True Self, and sign up for my weekly newsletter if you want to know more. When we come back, we'll go more deeply into the subject.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit petcommunicator.com.
The Coach Peggy Show, all things wellness with me, Coach Peggy Wilms. Tune in every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I'm going to talk to you about all things wellness. We go way beyond nutrition and fitness, you guys. It's the Coach Peggy Show. We get bold, we get badass, and we never go half in. And for more information, you can visit me at allthingswellness.com.
We're back on, and I'm Julia Griffin at onetrueself.com, onetrueself.com, with the Power of Inspiration and Awakening show, where you can experience a higher vibration in a new state of mind. We're talking about finding your power and learning to find out more of who you truly are. All throughout this hour, we've been talking about wolves, those amazing beings that seem to know some of the secrets of the universe and want to help us. We've been talking about the bridge into higher consciousness, and this is something that we're all going through. Everyone's making a choice. We're going to develop higher consciousness, stay where we are, or get pulled down. I'm sure you're going up. And we're talking about the importance of finding out about you, how magnificent you are, how powerful you are, how beautiful and incredible you are. Because ultimately, all you really have is yourself. I'm not talking about yourself in the outside world, or the car you drive, or the people you know or what you do. I'm talking about who you really are and identifying and finding out about your inner self. Because when we do that, we start to get the answers. And we're protected by the light from many, many things. The wisest thing any of us can do is to pull in more of the inner self and live it out in real life, because that's where the magic is, that's where we find the love, and that's where the growth is. And if you're not willing to move into that, then what do you have? Repetition, problems, lack of solutions, and being pulled down by mass consciousness. And who in the heck wants that, right? None of us do. What we really want to do is find the part of ourselves that can create things that give ourselves happiness. And in that happiness and in that act of creating, first of all, we meet other people who are that way. It's always lovely to have magical friends. We meet other people who want to grow. And doors and open opportunities open up for us. So let's review what we've learned just a bit. You have to talk with your heart. You have to listen to your heart. You have to nourish your dreams and remain open to the universe to receive any of its gifts. And you've got to be willing to move into new realities to find out who you truly are. Safe and comfortable, just don't make it in the new picture. Stability is one thing, but trying to keep everything the same, is it going to work for you? Not going to work. You can't go into this saying, I only want to grow so much. You have to open the door and say, hey, universe, let's do this exactly the right way. Let me grow and expand. So within all of us, there is a place that can be opened to discover a new magical world, a better, more beautiful, and more aligned world. It's there that you find your gifts. In the beginning, I had no idea that it was possible to hear animals speak in complete sentences, to tell me secrets of the universe, how energy works, or that a wave of color used with practice could change everything. Or that there are secrets about our personal evolution and global evolution that are accessible. Or even something as simple as how do plants thrive and flourish and diminish in accordance with the planets and the moon. And this is just for starters. From the beginning, the wolves were my friends, but they constantly pushed me to become more. And oddly enough, they wanted me to become more powerful. Not usually something that women seek, unless it's in business or something outer, worldly. But no, they wanted inner power for me. And what happens with inner power? People respect you if you use it correctly. And you can create a lot of good that way. So I'll explain with the wolves. The law of the pack is that dominance is a big deal. The alpha female and the alpha wolf who rule the pack have to make sure that everyone behaves. Everyone is on the same page. Why? Because there's pack behavior. If they're going to hunt, if they're going to go out in nature and play, they have to stay together and they have to be able to communicate. And so there's one wolf that tells them what to do. And that wolf uses dominance. Growls if they try to take their food. It pushes them away physically if they try to break the order. And so it keeps them in a place that they're all working together in a state of cooperation. So to win their respect, I had to learn to change the language of my body. You want to be in a lowered stance, close to the earth. You tend to look at wolves first out of the corner of your eyes, peripheral vision, until they're very accustomed to you, and you make eye contact when you're telling them something. The tone of your voice, you go much deeper when you're using your power with animals. My alignment with the earth, it was much easier to do it if I was standing on a point in the earth that was in alignment with me, and to speak in a way so that they could hear my command. This is all part of wolf language, which is rarely discussed, but let's skip to power. What do you do with power? Are you waiting on it? Are you using it to get your way? Do you wish you were more powerful? Are you using your power to create what you want? Power, magic, and love are part of the seeker's path of light. For example, it's not useful to use your power and magic to create something that's not in alignment with your heart. But it's very powerful to approach your heart, to find a vision, to use your power and magic to create it. Because when this happens, you get a huge wave of intelligence, wisdom, light, and alignment from the universe. When you decide to use your gifts in a positive, powerful way, for the good of others, for your dreams, for animals and plants and the planet, you receive huge waves of universal power. In other words, the right kind of power comes when we're aligned. And what's more beautiful than creating something good for yourself and others and using the earth's wonderful energy to create it? Every time you do this, your inner gifts open. And things begin to change around you. It's one of the ways that we make huge changes on our planet. So you can do this. Every time you come up with a way of seeing the situation as better, like the silly, homely example that I gave you with the weeds, and you change it, you're learning to use your power. And not only do you find out a way to use it in a simple way, you learn many, many other ways to use it. You also overcome your way of thinking and having emotions and feelings that deplete you. And it's not like you're doing something bad. It's just that there's a limited addition of that. And you're the big addition of that. You're the wide, expanded, incredible addition of that. So when I talk about finding you, that's what I'm talking about finding. You'll also get some of the most beautiful, incredible energy that there is. And it's better and more incredible and more gorgeous than anything you can imagine. So make the jump into devotion. Make the jump into the universe. Move into the love of your heart. And give all of yourself to it. Because all the things you will receive are so much better than you can imagine. And I promise the field will support you. You can sign up for the weekly newsletter on my website, onetrueself.com. onetrueself.com. And receive many tips about the energetic weather, developing on a spiritual level, and finding a higher vibration. I want to thank you so much for tuning into the Power of Inspiration and Awakening show, where you can experience a higher vibration and new state of mind. Please join me on the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month at 12 noon Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific. Next week, we'll talk more about all the things that are going on in the world and how you can become more of you. Find a higher vibration and stay there. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Join us next time as Julia takes us deeper into the memory of the moments of light where transcendence and enlightenment emerge. The memory of the jewel of consciousness is always lived within you to tap into waves of energy and create huge changes by imagining the beauty of the vision and desires that are hidden in the heart.
Learn to find your way back to nature, beauty, and your own heart, which holds the secrets of your existence and future. To discover more about Julia's adventures, animal communication, and the teachings she brings to every show, visit onetrueself.com. That's onetrueself.com. That's O-N-E, trueself.com.